Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Kirk Chaffetz being back on the show. Kirk is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back now, coming up on 14 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's an outstanding author and an award-winning journalist, a Pulitzer Prize finalist, and an entrepreneur. I've watched him become an entrepreneur and grow a business and sell it in the time that we've known each other. It's been very fascinating and gratifying to see his great success, and he's our good friend, Kirk Chaffetz. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you. Hey, so the other day, I got a new satellite system at my house, and I was watching a show that I recorded, and up on the screen, I didn't ask for it or anything. It just popped up. Would you like to watch this without commercial interruption?
Right. And that, by the way, that question only has one obvious answer.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Because I said, no, I want to be able to tell my friends around the water cooler about the cool commercial that we're all going to be talking about as we all go around the water cooler like it was 1955, right?
Exactly. There was a great panel discussion that got some attention. It was either, I guess, late last week at CES.
Right.
The broadcast TV folks got together, and the chief operating officer of Fox started talking about the fact that, quote, heavy commercial loads, heavy schedules of commercials, were creating a, quote, crappy consumer experience,
yeah,
end quote. And it isn't even so much the heavy commercial. It's any commercial load. I've been writing this and saying this now over and over again in the last month, and it is, here's the deal, folks, to people in the ad industry. People do not like ads.
Right.
They especially don't like them.
Well,
they not only
don't like them, they don't even think that it deserves to be part of their life experience.
No, exactly. It interferes with their life experience.
Right, right. I want to stop for a second here. I want to point something out, folks. Probably 10 years ago, at least, and if you've read my book, The Age of the Customer, you've seen this what I'm about to say. Kirk Chaffetz on my show used the term post-advertising. Remember that, Kirk?
I remember.
I had never heard anybody say it like that before. I mean, I was aware of the dynamics, but I'd never heard anybody use the term post advertising. And you and I did several shows on that after that. Folks, this was 10 years ago, and Kirk is one of the prophets, but he there are others out there too that was telling us 10 years ago what was going to be manifesting that we're talking about today, Kirk. And
yeah,
that term was the birth of my book.
And I can't tell you how much I appreciate your continually giving me credit for that, Jim.
It really gave some clarity to what I was already seeing. And
well, as you know, you wrote one of the first major books about all of this. And you and I discussed that book a lot as you were pulling it together, and it's one of my favorite books on this topic. And I think we're finally there. You'll be pleased to know that a senior marketing official at Bank of America now uses the phrase post-advertising.
Wow.
On a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's 10 years late.
Well, But better late than never,
right.
I always say. I mean, fundamentally, the audience, I wrote a piece a while ago for the Content Marketing Institute called The Audience Takes Charge. And that's what's happened. The audience is years ahead of the ad industry, and the audience is forcing the industry to change because the industry has been resisting change for that entire decade.
And just like so many other parts of our lives, it's not just what the customers want, but the technology is helping them with it.
Well, and it is.
See, this is what's disrupting things. It's not just that we want something. We have levers now. And I'm going to use some comparisons to this in other parts of the marketplace. We come back after these messages, folks. Kirk Chaffetz, the prophet, and I will be right back. Tweetail, stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.